Please be seated. Prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight his path. All right. These words are like over 2,000 years old, right? And we've heard them several times. But we might be inclined to think that they don't really apply to us, right? But they do. We are in the season of Advent, a time when we prepare ourselves for the coming of Christ. Not the coming of Christ into the world, necessarily, but the coming of Christ into our hearts and into our lives. Of course, we know how the story turns out. We know that Jesus has already come into the world. We believe that the kingdom of God has already begun. But it's nowhere near complete. As Jesus himself said, his kingdom is not of this world. It's not about a Christian nation or government or a country of armies or territories of any sorts. It's not about us versus them. The kingdom of God is about God's ways of love, forgiveness, mercy, and generosity breaking into the world in which we live. The kingdom of God is about changing this world not by force, but by love. It's about redeeming the world, bringing it back to God's ways. We know that God does not work alone. In John's gospel, after Jesus feeds the 5,000, after he's healed the sick and raised the dead, he says to his followers, "You will do greater things than I do." Greater things. Wow. The reality is, a lot of the ways in which we already show God's love have become so normal for us, so much a part of our daily lives, that we sometimes don't notice it. It's sort of blended into the landscape in which we live. But God doesn't work alone. God calls us to be partners in bringing Christ into this world, partners in making that path straight, as John the Baptist proclaimed. And now we talk about this today as we celebrate our annual meeting, a time when we reflect upon the ways God has blessed us as the body of Christ and all the ways that we show the work in seeking God's kingdom in this world.
Tag team. Now, some of it happens here. Some of it happens right inside these walls, right? This is where we gather for worship. It's where we are reminded again and again of God's promise for us. It's where we receive the promise of forgiveness right here with the bread and wine. We gather here to keep hearing it, because if we don't keep hearing it, we might forget. And if we forget, then it's easy to fall prey to the fear and hopelessness and dread of the world. This is where we teach our children. It's where we learn and serve. See our mission statement right there? Go ahead, look at it. Okay. We are a community gathered in Christ, fed by God's word, and sent to serve. We are gathered, fed, and sent. So, this is the gathered part, right? This is where we start. This is not the destination. We don't go to church. We are the church. Said this before, but it's still true. Remember, the church is like the gas station. This is where we are fueled up. Nobody goes on a trip and gets to the gas station and says, "Well, kids, here we are." That is not a road trip. That's an errand. We are called to more than an errand. Here we are refueled. But if we stop here, then it would be easy for our faith to become just a bunch of words and things we know about, things we say we believe. It'd be kind of like reading about swimming and never getting out of our chair. Now, I see these people at the Y every year in January. We call them resolution swimmers.
Don't make fun of us.
Okay. They show up and they've read about swimming. They know about it. They say, how hard could it be? They clog the lanes. They do one length and it looks like they're going to die. But gradually, as you do it more and more, it gets easier and easier and easier. That's what it is like living in God's path. The more we do it, the easier, the more natural it becomes. And when we don't do it, we start to miss it. God calls us into the ways of love and compassion, forgiveness, freedom, and new life, not just in words or things we believe, but in our actions and in the ways we live. So we are sent into the world to reflect the love of Christ, building, cooking, feeding, eating. You know, this is a place we love to eat for Jesus, right? Fish fries and so forth. Yeah. Teaching, visiting, wiping away tears, seeking the lost. We carry the light of Christ to those in need right here in town with our partnership at Sussex Outreach Service through Cooperating Churches of Sussex, at Cross and Bread of Healing, at Hephatha, at Pine Ridge in South Dakota, and we send food. We pack food to send to hungry children in Haiti. Weekly, people bring here food to share with those who struggle to have enough just to get by. Each year together, we build a pallet of macaroni and cheese to share with children in the city. Each month, we send some of our members to prepare and serve a quality meal for 200 or 300 hungry people. Others prepare and serve meals at community banquet. Members here make and send quilts to those who are cold, school supplies for children and families who can't afford them. God calls us to bring hope and not just words, but in clothes and shelter and food, so that Jesus' kingdom of God is not just words, not just an idea, not just something we enter when we die, but something that is alive now, here, today, that chases us down and chases down those who are waiting to get their lives back. Now, of course, none of us can participate in every aspect of our ministry. Some of us teach children. Some of us serve as mentors and guides in confirmation. Some clean. Some bake bread for communion or assist with worship or cut the lawn. Some of us cook and serve. Some of us, not me, sew and quilt. Some pray and call. Some quietly care for the lonely, the forgotten, the overlooked. And some of us are at a place in our lives where just getting everything done between work and family is so much that thinking of one more thing feels overwhelming. Because for many of us, time is the hardest thing to come by. But even when we do not participate directly in the ways our church serves and learns, we are always all part of it. That's what it means to be the body of Christ. Because when one of us serves, we all serve. Now, we can't all fit on the lawnmower at one time. I would pay to see that. We can't all fit in the kitchen at Cross at one time. But when one of us goes, we all go. Now, one of the ways that each of us gets to connect with our ministry and outreach is with our offerings. Our offerings for God's work through our church are one of the ways that we get to send somebody to do what we can't or what we don't have time to do in God's name and our name. Now, we know that when pastors raise the issue of our offerings and finances, financial support for a ministry, some of us get a little nervous. In fact, Pastor Jen and I have both heard people assume that because we're on the payroll here and the church pays us, that we don't give anything. That's not true. Both of our families give sacrificially for support of God's work through our church because we believe in what God is calling us to do. Our offerings for God's work are a priority. We give it first, not from what is left over. We're not asking anybody to do anything that we're not willing to do ourselves. For all of us, our offerings don't just pay bills. They are tools that allow us to do God's work in this place. So what is God's work worth to you? What is God's work worth when hungry people are fed? When somebody has just experienced a death and you send someone to be with them, hold them, pray with them, cry with them. What's it worth when somebody finally hears forgiveness for the first time and you can feel the way in which they sense they just got their life back? What's that worth? Every time we support God's work financially, you are there, even if you are not physically present. Now, most of us have not been to Haiti, but we went there when we fed hungry children. Many of us have not taught Sunday school or made meals, but we have been there anyway with our offerings. When we can't go ourselves, we make sure somebody else can, because we are knit together into the body of Christ.
We can't pretend that we have God's will all figured out, right? We can't assume that we do all of the right things. But it's not about being right, it's about being righteous. It's about being faithful to God's call to love others by serving God. That's what it means to be the church, to be gathered, to be fed, and to be sent. Christ has already come into this world. The kingdom of God has already come. And we come back each time as a community of faith to be refreshed, to be reminded about God's love for us, and to help open our hearts a little bit further. Prepare the way of the Lord, as John the Baptist proclaimed, not for the coming of Christ for that one time, but to see how God will call us to bring Christ into the world next. Amen. I invite you to stand as you're able.